So now we are actually moving on to understand what is advertising appeal. Now it has a two divide. First is an approach, and under approach various types that we will study. So essentially these are the five approach: informational, rational approach, full of information or providing factual data; emotional appeal, touches your emotions; endorser, somebody is recommending whom you believe; transformation appeal, you want a shift to happen. So appeal is made accordingly, and combination of rational, emotional or above aspects. So we'll first understand this as an approach, and then we'll get into the types of advertising appeal. So approach wise, when you say informational, rational appeal, I will straight away go to the example Horlicks adult nutrition or Colgate for cavity protections. So they essentially provide you a direct solution. They essentially provide you information about your solution, or they give you a rational perspective why they are rationally better, 20% jada mileage or jada safedi, etc. So they give you that rational connotation. So that's what is the informational rational appeal. Many rational motives there, which is you are looking for either comfort, convenience. These are all measurable or feel, you immediately can feel it. If somebody claims it is more convenient, you can determine really whether it is convenient or durable. So yes, you can gauge that as such. So that's what, now these are the motives through which the rational appeal can be made. Now how you use it is a different aspects. Comes the emotional appeal. They persuade your mind and heart, they connect your mind and heart. They create that wave of emotion. You get drawn towards that, and you see that happening in your life, and you see that somebody is offering a solution to that. It has therefore a basic connect with the consumer. So LIC, this particular thing, Zindagi ke saath bhi, Zindagi ke baad bhi, is so relevant with every individual. So that's what emotional power of it, they still use it many times. Endorser made appeal is somebody who's an opinion maker, somebody who's a celebrity whom you believe, or a look-alike. Many times just said look-alike doctors are introduced. So Sensodyne, you see the doctor recommending, but it's like not necessarily that they are a real doctor, it's a look-alike. They endorse the product as a best in class or best for this particular problem. Transformation appeal, here the consumer's current set of mind needs to be influenced. Yani they need to start interpreting your product has a better solution, so therefore it is better to use. That kind of a shift it is expected. Such ads are created by putting a feeling in it or a comparative image or putting a meaningful text into it so that the consumer really understands what you are trying to compare, etc. So you many times see, teen mein se do janon ne abhi Airtel recent past mein liya, etc. So you are forcing others to consider changing your net provider. So these are how transformation appeal goes by. So now we come to understanding types of appeal. So as I was telling you, initially first the approach and then the types. So first type, the information, first approach of information and rational appeal has following types of appeal. So first is a feature appeal. It is focused entirely on promoting a feature. You highlight one feature or some of the feature, making a collectively one up, benefit for the consumers that can be done by you. So here generally the technology company, B2B companies or high involvement product generally take this feature appeal. Examples given are electric motor bearings, ceramic bearings. So again you give a feature idea, and laptops. So they talk about so many webcams or this HDD, etc. This is a type of a screen and blah blah, SSD instead of hard disk. And so it's a feature appeal. Competitive advantage appeal, here you clearly distinguish yourself vis-a-vis the competition. So essentially you focus on showing your edge over the competition. You may not do a direct feature to feature this thing, but you communicate in such a way that it shows that one upmanship over the competition. So washing machine guys, air conditioner guys, consumer durables, gadgets guys, they all generally resort to this. They try to convey that they have the best in class technology or they are feature rich, etc. The only machine which can handle the salt, hard water, and that way. Or so those are the aspects where you try to create a competitive advantage. I remember in our era, Godrej came with the refrigerator with the puff. Now it was already used by other manufacturers, but they were the first one to touch the consumers. Okay? There is a puff foam inside, so our refrigerator is a better cooling. So that's how they created a competitive advantage, this thing, favorable price appeal. Here you try to appeal individuals on the basis of price, essentially. You either say you have low price or you have a value for money. So that's how you indicate the price benefit. FMCG guys, gadgets manufacturers, durable, they all also research to this. I've given you one example. Surf Excel ab 99 ke badle 79 mein. So that's how they show you the price, the favorable price appeal. Here they are trying to show that they have reduced the price. Okay. News appeal. Naya, as they say, you know, something new that you try to put forward as a something new. So you have a choice of either doing a feature appeal or you put it as a new news appeal. Pahli baar Bharat mein ab iske saath or something like that. So when product has some noteworthy points, which is the newsworthy also, then you get into the news appeal. It's not released as a news, but advertisement. It communicates a form of a communication. Many times also as an advertorial, you create, which shows a news. Many products try this. Example here, which I have given you, nahi wheel teak hai. So, nahi yaane. So, that is a newsworthiness. Or breakthrough ceramic bearing technology, now in India. So, again, it's a newsworthy appeal. Something that has happened first time, kind of. Product popularity appeal. Here you show that how great your product is, how successful your product is, how many consumers love it, etc. So those kind of a message which you try to deliver, it lifts your brand, it separates your brand. So only SUV to launch or a touch, 10 lakh customers base, Scorpio, during Scorpio days, they claimed this in one of their advertisements when they touch. So only SUV to touch, 10 lakh numbers. So the other consideration target audience who's considering buying either a hatchback or a sedan may also consider, an even existing SUV owner may think, okay, why is my SUV is not Scorpio? That means I am not among the most popular SUV owner. He may also want to replace his existing non-Scorpio with the Scorpio. So it creates that kind of a wave. So that's a popularity, high quality and performance appeal. You emphasize on your quality parameter, you emphasize on your product performance appeal. You are very sure about what your product is and the quality about it, etc. So many product try this. Some may succeed, some may not. For example, Dettol. Dettol, you see that when it comes to the germ protection or a virus, this thing, they guard that frontier so well and they really mean it. So today now, even COVID era, they came out with various other alternative products, but you trust them. If they are claiming that their sanitizers are better, if they are claiming their hand wipes are better protecting you in COVID, you believe it. Likewise, Sony Bravia, etc., you know, LED, you don't have to, once you buy, you don't have to look back, you know, for ages, decades also. So that's what is the quality of this thing. I used to have a National car 2-in-1, which is even there at my house today and running. Believe me, it must be 30 years plus. Many 2-in-1 bought later on are still have been conked off. So see that power of quality and economy and low price appeal. Vis-a-vis the earlier appeal, this is one talking about the economy or the low price, especially salana 10,000 ki bachat or zero maintenance. So these are the kind of a thing. Earlier we spoke about price is a different context. Here you target a consumer who looks for economy, who looks for saving of money, etc. So therefore you communicate to them indifferently. Earlier was ab 99 ke bole 79 mein was a different kind of an appeal. Now here it is bachat, etc. Ya to zero maintenance means you will not incur a cost. That way you approach consumer. Long life appeal. One was a product quality, the second is a life appeal. You convey to consumer that this will go on, So they say ke bhai, आपके साथ चलता रहेगा. सो इट्स लाइक अ बॉस हेडफोन वर्सेज ऑर्डिनरी हेडफोन और अ ड्यूरासेल. दे टॉक अबाउट ड्यूरासेल लास्टिंग लॉन्ग, यू नो, काइंड ऑफ थिंग. एमेरॉन कार बैटरी, दे ऑल्सो टॉक अबाउट देयर लॉन्ग लाइफ ऑफ देयर कार बैटरीज. सो हियर दे नो दैट पीपल आर लुकिंग फॉर सच प्रोडक्ट्स, दे आर विलिंग टू पे प्रीमियम. आई पे प्रीमियम प्राइस फॉर ड्यूरासेल टू यूज इन माई माउस, एक्सेट्रा. एंड मेनी टाइम्स आई हैव ट्राइड इन बिटवीन. सो देन यू रियलाइज यू, it's value for money. So even today, if Duracell will increase the price, I will still pay because I have tried other make and they conk off really in 2 to 3 months. But if I use Duracell, I literally do not have to see for a year. So you see that I may pay me 3 times, 4 times more, but I get that. So that's a long life appeal. Okay, scarcity appeal. So you create a scarcity, you indicate that this is limited availability, etc. So consumers who are more keen on innovative product, new product, etc., are the first one to come. You know, scarcity can be created also. You see in those Naptol and many TV, shop, online shop, they show you those item available when they start talking to you. And then they start putting an appeal to you, abhi book kiji, and this number starts falling. 200 ka, 180 ka, 150, 110. So, ab 10 hi reh gaye, abhi kariye. So, that's all scarcity appeal. We did for Mahindra, where Mahindra XUV 500, open limited booking. So, that limited, this thing created a flutter, and we probably did the highest registration in a market which was facing a recessionary trend. So you see that how people grab the scarcity appeal. Other rational appeal, like Tata was facing a problem with the very cheap salt. They came out with what you call a purity appeal. So they show both the glass, ek mein Tata salt dala, dusre mein dusra namak dala. The other namak is not dissolving, while Tata salt is fully dissolving. And then they try to create a fear in your mind. So iske kahin gair fayde ho sakte. It's like so. Then you fear, yani, wo kidney bindi mein jaake settle hota hai, aisa jo baat hai, they gave a flair to that. More profit, yani, you talk about making more profit or saving of a time also today really required by the hard-pressed individual, or you convey the speed indirectly. So here like video download 43% faster, etc. So multifunctions and those kind of terminology which you use are the other forms of appeal, other types of appeal. So first is the five approaches that you need to know: information, rational, this thing, then emotional, then the endorser, then you have you have to go and see this. I am purposely going back. So this is what five approaches. Please remember it as approach. Do not mix with types when the question is on types. So endorser, transformation, and then the combination thereof. So after we started, we briefly understood this. And then we got into types of information, types of various appeals. So under each information, this thing, we did so many coverage. Okay, and now we come to emotional. Again, types of emotional appeal, what we are learning. Emotions can be positively built, emotions can be negatively also built. So humor, love, care, pride, winning at, you know, these are all considered to be a positive emotional cues. Johnson & Johnson baby soap, you know, you always find such a charming baby, you know, being handled with love and care. And so that soap, this thing builds a positivity in your mind. You feel ke bhai meri bachchi ke liye hai, toh mere bete ke liye hai, toh my grandkid I will use. So those kind of, it takes you so far, you know. Negative emotional appeal, there are many, one can try. For starting with the fear is the biggest negative appeal. Fear creates in mind the consumer a need to protect his interest. So when you speak to him and express upon him the fear, first thing that the consumer wants to do is protect his interests. So loss, damage to house, loss of life, or loss of near one, etc., physical disabilities and those kind of thing they talk about. So jaise ke Bernal, in our time Bernal used to talk about that, you know, burning skin, burning ceasefire. They came out and they really created a flutter by showing very, very disturbing burning house images, you know. So the ceasefire then extinguishes quickly, etc. Pimple is the biggest fear, you know. They implant on the beautiful girls and women, ke bhai ye ho raha hai, toh aapka beauty will be spoiled, yani. So use my cream. So this is what you call a fear appeal. It's a negative, this thing. Anxiety. You create an anxiety and use that anxiety to get your product being sold or your solution being accepted. So among young collegians and all, they create that anxiety, ke, will my bad breath put people away? So use my Listerine mouthwash. I remember see distinctly that name. Anxiety makes you not to do things, yani, while the advertiser shows you that the product is the solution to that. So Colgate gel, they also came with the freshness formula, where they show that closeness with the girl, you know, the guy goes close to her. XDO was on that premise. LIC retire reach, yani. So they created an anxiety. What if your pension plan fund is not sufficient? So LIC retire reach. So again, that's an anxiety types of emotional appeal, which falls under the negative side. Sex and erotism is more used and misused across, where either the skinny women are shown, even in the male products, etc., or overexposure of the body, both male, female, etc., to impress upon something. There are products which may require, but it happens many times for even products that do not require. Successfully used, as you can say, in a condom advertiser or vitalizer advertisement, that may be viable, you know, essential. While I have seen this used in MR Coffee, Sofail, or Tough Shoes, where they were shown two nude models with the python, wrapped around their body. Hue and cry in our era, this is like almost, you can say, 40 years back. So you can see that what hue and cry would have created, but it's a negative appeal. Humor many times is a positive as well as negative, but more humor, example, if you study, may fall into the negative side, because it is supposed to create a, incidents which you laugh about, which you feel, light about, etc. But the target, the task of keeping a brand in the center and creating that recall, many times the humor appeal fail in that. Okay, so as a result, it's a very tricky appeal. You may remember the humor, you will not remember the brand or the product. So successfully used by Mentos, Dimaag Ki Batti Jala De. So that's a humorous advertisement. But Happy Dent is trying that very humorous aspects, but we don't remember that, so easily. So essentially, they are trying to show that some girl in distress and some youth are teasing, then the other two youth, the light falling in the teeth and the teeth is reflecting so white light back, and also it doesn't go well, so that's where they fail. So humor is a both sides, so to say. Shock tactics, advertisement like AIDS awareness, the smoking, this thing, etc. They create a shock, they defy the normal societal norm. They get unwarranted attention. They violate the social norms, and so that's where they create, they transgress into something even which is law-abiding in nature. Idea is to get the quick attention, where the quick attention at the cost of a social or the moral values are at times essential, but it cannot be continuously used. You may get a secured attention of your client, but it will probably not create the desired call to action. That's the fear about the shock tactics. Now we come to the third approach, which was an endorser-made approach, in that appeals are of various types. Individuals are driven by the opinion of others. They want an opinion, either the group, formal, informal, senior, or peer, etc. So they depend on the known individuals. Now, known individual also covers celebrities, professionals, whom they feel are more knowledgeable or the subject matter experts. There is a trustworthiness aspect of the endorser that is very critical, and that comes many times when you use the right actual endorser. So doctors and those aspects are very well, even if it is not a doctor in front of you, it works on our mind. Or many times the right celebrity talking about the right product, then it works for our mind. And so Macho Man, by Shah Rukh or Salman, and that way. So then you start believing that the product also has a strength and all. Example, okay, I have given you Hrithik for Macho Man, Macroman, and Shah Rukh for Nerolac paint. So Shah Rukh is recommending Nerolac paint with certain features. So that's what we start believing. By if he's saying, it must be meaning something. Okay. Now we come to the transformational appeal. The reason for using emotional appeal is to influence the consumer's interpretation rather than the product usage. While in the transformation, this thing, you want a product usage to get, replaced. Intent is to create a shift in the belief and the attitude that makes the alternative product use very essential, viable. Such ads creates feelings, image, or a meaning or a belief in the mind of the consumer that he may have to consider the new solution. Okay, so flavored condom, pregnancy pill, stabilizer in the house, etc. So these are the kind of a transformational habit appeal. And they persuade you towards, graduate you towards the use of alternative product available. So that's why it is a transformational appeal. And it doesn't fall under so-called emotional appeal or, feature appeal, etc. Combination of this various appeal, rational and emotional appeal also can take place. Used when products are used for rational reasons, but emotional appeal may tilt the preference. So there is a rationality to this thing, but emotional appeal may tilt the preference towards. So washing detergent ad where one mother, you would have seen that very often. One mother looks at his kids in dull shirt versus the other student with white shirt. And the mother of the dull student, this thing, asks the other women, ke bhai, aapka bachche ka shirt itna white kaise? So it's like, so weightage is definitely in the mind of the psych. What appeals to the psych, whether emotion or a rational, that needs to be determined when you combine two aspects. Challenge is to create is to determine the weight. So whether you will be tilting more towards emotion or more towards rational, that needs to be seen. I remember one of the wheel head, very, it's a combination head, okay. Very emotionally made, the very young girl, very confused, entering the post office, somebody showing him the money counter. Then she deposits the money and says, ke for my papa, etc. So it is like, man mein wo aata hai ke meri pahli kamai, ties wagera. And while that man mein wo aa raha hai ke main aaj maine meri pahli kamai pitaji ko bheji wagera, ties. And then suddenly the head turns to the rational appeal. Ab har ek wheel ke upar itne ka fayda. So they showed ke bhai aap ek baju paise bhejne ke liye jama kar rahe ho wagera, व्हील लेने से आपको ये फायदा होगा. सो दे कंबाइंड इमीडिएटली झटक दैट इमोशनल पार्ट वॉज चेंज टू रेशनल पार्ट. सो दैट्स अ कॉम्बिनेशन अपील. मोरल अपील्स, दिस आर सम ऑफ द एडिशनल टाइप्स ऑफ अपील वेयर यू टच द मोरल ऑफ द इंडिविजुअल. आई इसेंशियली रिमेंबर द महिंद्र ड्यूरो एड, दे यूज दैट. वी विल नॉट गेट इन टू वेदर दे वर सक्सेसफुल और नॉट. But in that, they were showing the new Duro, the guys are going, they saw somebody from the car throwing a bottle, and this guy chased this car and makes this guy to pull back the water bottle. Okay, so it's like a social cause that they try to do. It's a moral appeal. Teaser advertisement, they are many times designed before the launch of the new product. They build curiosity in the mind. They create excitement. They prepare those first mover in advance. They get into grabbing the information and they get ready to grab it as soon as it is launched, etc. So these are known as a teaser ad. Musical appeals, many tunes, many jingles, etc. play in our mind for long. Yeah, I have given you the example, if you recall, when I'll spell this out, I'm sure you will get ting, ting, ti-ding. So that's the Britannia. The moment that happens, you are, if you are walking on a road and if you hear that, you will see it's a Britannia. Okay. Airtel tunes, etc. Comparison appeal, you can compare the things. The brand's ability to satisfy consumer demonstrated by comparing feature that of a competitive. Tide and Surf. So Tide has come out that, very well, where they show a guy, facing a dilemma, and then they show a white patch suddenly moving with the Tide as a this thing. So Tide se ab jada safed. So that's how they created a comparison appeal. So these are some of the additional types of appeal. So basically take home is there are five approaches, and under each approaches we have studied different types of appeals. Okay, so now we come to another interesting subject. Don't get confused. We have understood which are the approaches, then we have understood under each approach what are the appeals. Appeal needs to be formed, so that's where this execution style comes. So how do you execute your thought out appeal approach with the thought out types of appeal? How do you frame it in short? So these are the varieties of various ways one can do this. We will be studying most of them, so one by one. So let's take that straight away. Straight sale or a factual message. This is generally suitable for things like informational, rational, etc., kind of thing. Straight and forward presentation of information. No roundabout talk. Useful where focus on the message is the brand, any specific attribute. There are specific attributes, specific rational thing, 20% more protein. Or I have recently seen the Horlicks ad where Akshay Kumar says, din ka, men require so many grams of protein every day. And then in the bottom, the Horlicks protein something, 30% of your daily need is met by this. So it's a pure rational this thing, so even rational appeal, this is very useful. It produces scientific or a technical evidence for you so that you believe it. So there is a believability to that, etc. So water purifier, etc., they show you that by how this gets filtered, animation or whatever this thing. So combination of this, it's a straight sale or a factual message is presented to you. 99% फ्लोर वायरस किल्ड. सो दे शो दैट यू नो डिसइनफेक्टेंट व्हेन अप्लाइड, पहले ज़्यादा ब्लैक स्पॉट होते हैं, बाद में वो मर जाते हैं. सो 99% आर किल्ड, यू नो. सो दिस इज वॉट इज अ स्ट्रेट सेल और फैक्चुअल फॉर्मेट, एग्जीक्यूशन स्टाइल, डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन स्टाइल. की एडवांटेज ऑफ द ब्रांड इज प्रेजेंटेड इन द एड. सो सीज फायर, आई विल टेक दैट एग्जाम्पल. सो सीज फायर यूज दैट इमोशनल पर्स्पेक्टिव, फियर एज अ दिस थिंग, एंड द डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन वॉज हाउस ऑन फायर. सो दैट्स हाउ द एग्जीक्यूशन अपील. की एडवांटेज ऑफ दिस इज दैट यू एक्चुअली शो थिंग्स, you actually show things happening and how your product or how your solution is working on it. So Tata Salt purity test, a classic example, two different glass full of water, two different salts, then the spoon rotates, one immediately dissolves the other, some sediment still remains, you know. So straight away it is useful for comparisons also. Comparisons can be direct with the competition, comparison can be superficial, but people will get the message. Okay, bhai, this is talking about this brand, etc. Creativity, creative comparison, of course, can be shown in a very numerous ways. Yeah, so Sprite is also talking about creative competition. Detergent brands, they show it in a different way. Okay, bhai, this we see this, you know, gande sab daag create karte hai, chai dalte hai, achar dalte hai, ye sab karke. जैसे कि हमारे डिटर्जेंट से देखे एकदम वाइट, दूसरे डिटर्जेंट दे शो के वो निकालती है तो दाग दिखते हैं. दिस आर ऑल कंपेरिजन, डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन यू कैन से, दैट्स अ वे. सो दिस इज वॉट इज द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ एग्जीक्यूशन स्टाइल. थर्ड इज अ टेस्टिमोनियल और एन एंडोर्समेंट फॉर्मेशन और अ स्टाइल वेर इंडिविजुअल पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस इज डिस्कस्ड. यू नो द गाय विल शेयर वॉट ही फेल्ट यूजिंग दैट प्रोडक्ट, और एन एक्सपर्ट विल कम एंड टेल यू के भाई वाई दिस इज. सो सेंसोडाइन, दांत में झंझनी होती है, बट एक बार लगाया तो 6 सेकेंड में यू नो झंझनी, आप आराम से हर एक चीज खा सकते हो. दोस काइंड ऑफ, सो दैट्स अ टेस्टिमोनियल एंडोर्समेंट स्टाइल. सो दे काइंड ऑफ सपोर्ट यू, दे काइंड ऑफ टेल यू के भाई दिस इज राइट. सफोला इज बीन शोन बींग रिकमेंडेड बाय द डॉक्टर. और शैम्पू विद द हेयर स्टाइलिस्ट दो पार्टीशन करेगा, ये शैम्पू के साथ किया तो देखो जीरो डेंड्रफ, ये शैम्पू में अभी भी है. सो इट्स दैट वे दे ट्राई टू शो यू सो मेनी दिस थिंग. ऑल दैट सेलिब्रिटी टेलिंग यू कि भाई आई ऑलवेज ट्रस्ट. यानी सो ऐश्वर्या राय कौन सा शैम्पू जब प्रमोट कर रही थी, लाइक ऋतिक फॉर माइक्रोमैन. सो दिस इज वॉट यू नो दे एंडोर्स द प्रोडक्ट. दिस हैपन्स, अमिताभ इज एंडोर्सिंग सो मेनी प्रोडक्ट्स. सो इट स्टैंड्स फॉर द टेस्टिमनी कम द एंडोर्समेंट. So that's another format or an execution style. Slice of life, it pulls the story from your life and then it represents that story as it is, so you get well connected. The bad breath is a common story most of us must have faced in our life. Now when you show that, okay, how bad breath turns somebody away, somebody whom you love goes away, so that's where it hits you. Are, if this product is offering a solution, why not? Okay, so that's how. The animation is a characters playing some role, you know, that role symbolizes why a real life situation is happening, or it creates a humor. So I have given the example of Vodafone Juzuz. And when this came, it really created so much of excitement. Something new was happening on the screen, so your attention grabbing, you remembered so well. I even remember today, I don't fail to give example whenever animation or some, you know, innovativeness in the advertising has to be spoken about. So that is what is the power. Personality symbols, you use various execution involves the developing a central character. There is a character that stands for something that he talks about, and then advertising is generally weaves around it. So Amul ki ladki ya to, you know, Parle ji ladki or Asian Paints Gattu character, they've used for so many years, you know, as a symbol of painter's preference, you know. So that's how they created a character, and that character they made it larger than life. And people believe that character. So that's a power that you create by using a personality developer, a format of your advertising execution. Next is a fantasy. And so fantasy has no limit, style in which the product becomes central part of the fantasies based on a situation which could be artificial or situation could be from our life created by the advertisers. Cosmetic ads are generally that. They show ugly looking this thing, and then she fantasizes some beautiful woman, then she applies. So it's a part of a fantasy. Beauty business runs on that. Okay, dramatization. You create a small story, but that small story you pick up and dramatizes very, very heavily. So its style focuses on telling a short story with the product as a metaphor, product as a star. It uses more excitement, thoda dramatization hota hai. Dramatization will create your interest, attention, break the clutter, etc. Expected to draw strong attention. That's the power of dramatization versus slice of life advertisement. Slice of life advertisement you may tend to probably miss, but dramatization will keep you glued and will certainly draw your attention. Humor, we have discussed that as a more a negative appeal, but that's also a format. Here we are talking about humor as a format, despite the drawback it has, you know, in terms of brand being remembered or not, etc. Some people have used the humor to their advantage, like Sprite, then Fevikwik, you know, they have like small incidences, how well they have tied up with breakage and then joining it back. Happy Dent, it didn't work. I have earlier also told you in that same example. The last is a combination. Use of any of the above. Okay, yeah. Use of any of the above style combining together, you may create a specific style very relevant for your kind of a product. Okay, it could be culture based, subliminal, it could be, you know, kids related, so humor and kids, so you, those aspects you tie it up together. So you probably add emotion, you can add the humor also. So that aspects are the formation. So what we understood is the execution style. There are many, we have covered almost 80% of them, so to say. Okay. So friends, in this chapter, we understood everything about what is creativity in advertising, various processes. We begin with advertising appeal, creative strategy development, advertising appeal. So approaches in advertising appeal, types, and finally, format of advertising appeal. So I hope you enjoyed this session. Thank you.